This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that one expert is calling the guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated Americans can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing far too cautious.
Former Baltimore Health Commissioner Leanna Wen says the guidance is silent on going to restaurants or other places, even as business restrictions are lifted across the country. The guidance also discourages unnecessary travel, which may be confusing for vaccinated Americans who are hoping to visit family across the country or abroad.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting, and AP's Jackie Quinn tells us that airlines and business groups are now asking the White House to take a leading role in creating travel credentials to show passengers have been vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
More than two dozen airline and business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, wrote to the White House asking it take part in developing standards for virus travel credentials. The airlines hope such a document would lead countries to relax some travel restrictions and are concerned a piecemeal approach would be confusing. But while industry is seeking proof of vaccination documentation, it opposes mandating vaccines before travel. Meanwhile, the director of the Centers for Disease Control says every time there's a surge in travel, we have a surge in cases. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergency expert now, says some countries should have listened more carefully when the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency in January 2020 regarding COVID-19.